I gotta comment on this. This was in our local paper. And the only reason I'm going to comment on it is because it's one of those life cliches. I've looked at the manual. I think it's life cliche number 304. You've all heard it. Maybe some of you, and this is a semi-scolding remark on my part, maybe some of you have actually said this. Cliche number 304 of life. We need to train parents. Parents need training. We don't give training to parents. Now, the interesting thing about a cliche is that, well, first of all, it's repeated. And anything that's repeated gets a life of its own. It simply has appearance of truth because it has been so ubiquitous. Second thing about a cliche, it kind of, sort of, maybe quasi makes sense a little bit. You think about it. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, really, there's nothing as complicated as parenting, and you know, and we train people to wire houses, and we train people to cut hair, and we train people to drive bulldozers. I mean, come on. Parenting's a lot more complicated than that stuff. Of course we need to train people. So on the surface, a cliche seems to be reasonable. Until you start to scratch at it, go deeper, and watch it unravel. For example, if we need to train parents, the first question you have to ask is, well, how do you do that? How do you train parents, okay? Let's look at this. I've heard you train kids in high school, right? I have a year's worth of family education. Let's call it family parental instruction, FPI, or family instructional tactics, FIT. Let's call it FIT. Well, first of all, the average 16, 17-year-old kid is not going to be one whit interested in raising kids, except those who have them. And that's another conversation altogether. But the average typical adolescent who is going to delve into the issues of discipline and child rearing and child development, this is completely irrelevant to them. It's another world. It's part of their lives they may think in their own minds they're never going to get into anyway. They have no attachment to learning this stuff. All right? They're just going to think about it, folks. Back when you had Ohio history or California history or Utah history, you were in middle school. Some of you might have been in high school. How much do you remember? Ohio was a state in 1803. Bingo! What else? Ohio's a state? Okay, good. What else do you remember after one full year of Ohio history? Townships. They divided up into townships. You see? So first of all, the question has to be, when do you do this education? When is it relevant? Okay? Secondly, and here is the biggest one, dear people, and folks who listen to this program know this. When you call in here, one of the reasons you want to talk to me is because you want to get a certain moral perspective. All right? The traditional, historic, Catholic, Christian perspective. As best as I can understand it, or anyway that I can interweave it with psychology. Well, if you go get parenting education, are you going to get a Judeo-Christian moral perspective? Are you going to get a secular perspective? Who is going to give you the worldview within which they teach you about parenting and discipline and morality and establishing character? Who's going to do this? I guarantee you, if we mandated that all of you folks at age 30, after you had one kid, had to go back to state-sponsored government schools on how you should be a parent, you are not going to get, at least the people listening to this program, you're not going to get the moral worldview in those courses that you would like. Ooh, they'll tell you a lot about self-image, and they'll tell you a lot about using timeout 1 minute per year of age, and they'll tell you an all lot about sibling quibbling. They don't call it that. They'll call it sibling rivalry because it sounds worse. You're not going to get the perspective that is nearest and dearest to your heart in how you raise those children. So the second question is, who determines what kind of training? Third question, and this is interesting that this guy said. He said, I'm trying to figure out what parents get in training for their jobs. Well, I'll answer that. It's called being raised by your own moral, godly parent or parents, or someone who loves you. It's called learning life from a moral perspective. It's called developing virtue. It's called developing character. It's called developing maturity and self-restraint. Hey, this whole idea that we train parents, you know what it's predicated on? It's predicated on teaching formulas. It's predicated on the fact that raising a kid is just a bunch of techniques. It's just a bunch of book knowledge that you apply. Situation A occurs, see page, indice number 26-C, section 104. Child chasing brother with butter knife. Let's see. Parenting technique 107.56. That's what this whole idea of parent training is predicated on. You give me a parent who desperately loves a kid. You give me a parent who is willing to be reasonable and open-minded. You give me a parent who is willing to sacrifice many of their own needs and desires for the well-being and the moral instruction of that child, and I'll tell you what, you got 90% of the training you need right then and there. But the problem is, now here is the roadblock, here's the obstacle. Those kinds of qualities to develop in a human being, self-sacrifice, maturity, wisdom, good judgment, those kind of qualities take a long time. They take a lot of God's help. They take a lot of humility. See, none of those things can you train in a parenting course. So the idea that parents need to be trained may sound good. Start dissecting it once and see what happens to it. It unravels. Now, I'm not implying that you can't learn. I'm not implying that you don't gain skills. I'm not implying that you don't get better at this after you've had your 27th kid. Or by that time, you may not be better. You just don't care that you're not any better. But what I am implying is that the very quintessential ingredients of being a good parent, love, judgment, maturity, sacrifice, wisdom, supervision, vigilance, strength of resolve, all of those things which are the very core of being a good parent cannot be taught in textbooks or in a one-year course. It's not possible. That said, I am here to help you be a better parent. Oh, that sounds like a real paradox, doesn't it? That said, you certainly can call in because you and I can share wisdom and ideas and thoughts, and hopefully a little reciprocal nudging on to better maturity.